It's time for our Copans Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with first-year head coach of the Hornets, Shane Page. Hope that everyone's Tuesday morning is going well. Copan going to start their season on September the 1st against Pru, so still almost a couple of weeks away for the Hornets as they do not have a zero-week game. They're one of the couple area schools we have that actually wait until week one to play their first game of the season. And Coach Page, I know that's probably something that's okay with you. Copan's still looking for a few more players. I think you said you had 10 guys out for your scrimmage this past week, so probably somewhat looking for a few more guys over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we're going to go ahead, and we're still looking through the hallways, and we have a couple more kids that seem like they're pretty interested in playing, and a couple transfers that I'm still working on to get play. And, you know, our biggest thing is we've got about another week to try and get it all put together, and I do have 10 soldiers out there right now that are working really hard, trying to get the playbook and stuff down and making it the best possible season that they can with limited numbers.
So you guys may end up with 12 or more. We'll see what happens. You mentioned you had 10 guys out for the scrimmage this past week, and when we talked with you on Saturday, seemed pretty optimistic. I know that it's been kind of a dramatic offseason, changing to the coaches. Obviously, you had to have a discussion about whether or not Copan would even try to play a football season because your numbers were down, but you're going to go ahead and give it a shot. You've got some guys, maybe a few more on the way, and it sounded like you played pretty well as far as you were concerned. This past Friday in your first scrimmage of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my kids definitely, I thought they were pretty successful for with the little amount of time of we've actually been in pads. I thought we did really well on offense. You know, my biggest concern right now is obviously defense, because in 8-man, defense is kind of something you still have to work on because everybody's going to score on you, but I think there were times we were giving up too many big chunk plays. So we're going to really work with the linebackers and our secondary to kind of control that a lot more this week. And then, obviously, on offense, we're going to try and get better because we did have some busts. I mean, luckily, I have a pretty agile quarterback in Van Fisher, and he was able to break through a couple times and get a couple big runs. And then, like I said, I think he scored about 5 touchdowns in the scrimmage and 80 plays. And then we had a running back, Toby Guest, who's a sophomore who transferred in over here, and he scored a long touchdown as well against South Coffeyville. So, I mean, we had some mistakes, but they're all fixable mistakes. And what I was really excited about is the fact that we still produce points and put points on the board, even with some busts and some missed blocks and stuff like that. So everything that we did in the scrimmage, I felt was completely fixable for the following week.
So what will this week look like? You had your first scrimmage this past Friday. Do you have another one this Friday? And what will practice look like the next few days?
Practice is going to be full pads the next couple of days. Like I said, we're going to really focus on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to go ahead and do some more install stuff on offense because we do run a no-huddle spread offense, and we try to go extremely fast and move the ball quickly, so we want to continue to add things every week that people haven't seen. And then, of course, get ready for Regent this Friday because we'll be in another four-way scrimmage this Friday with Regent, South Coffeyville, and Pru. I believe we're actually going to be there, and I don't think we're going to play Pru, but I think we're going to play probably the other two, and we'll also be there as well. So we're going to go ahead and be in a multi-way scrimmage again at Regent Prep at 6 o'clock on Friday, trying to get the last tune-ups before we get ready for play the following week.
All right, Coach, I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you against Regent Prep and a few others this Friday, and next week we'll talk Pru.
All right, I appreciate it, Evan.